You're telling me the worst attack in the history of these United States, the attack that was an insurrection that had Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez hiding under a desk five buildings away, that had Rashid Tlaib crying in her house because she wasn't at the Capitol, cost $1.5 million? That's the price you have on a game-changing insurrection? $1.5 million. That's what you're going to tell me. Because if you're going to stick to that, I don't know. I don't know if you're going to, I don't know if that's a winning strategy. Of course, most people won't know of the actual bill that's due because they only listen to idiots on CNN. They only listen to fools on the internet. Not me, obviously. Much smarter. I lost that joke. They listen to fools on the internet talking about how this is the worst attack in the history of the country. And so that is the amount of money that we're going to be looking at. Because that doesn't sound like a lot of money. It doesn't sound like a lot of money to me, especially when we're talking about the federal government. The feds. So I have this article here from T.R. Clancy of The American Thinker. Biden's January 6th narrative just got even more ridiculous. So federal prosecutors are saying that the unrest on January, and I like the fact that T.R. Clancy's not using the word riot. If you notice, riot doesn't even exist anymore. They just say January 6th because they can't say riot anymore. People say events, some people say attack, but that's, you know, your far left MSNBC types. Most people just say what happened on January 6th because nobody can agree on a term. Because it's partisan. Everybody agrees that September 11th was a terrorist attack. Everybody agrees that Pearl Harbor was a terrorist attack. Everybody agrees that what happened in Oklahoma City was a terrorist attack. Not everybody agrees that what happened in Waco was a terrorist action, but we don't want to talk about that. But we have this event that sparked an impeachment that was the focus of countless press conferences and a committee that got shot down because they don't want that committee to actually take place, because then you'd actually have to answer for what happened to Ashley Babbitt. And now the federal prosecutors are saying that the amount of money this whole thing costs, and he's citing Axios, so the site's legit, the source is legitimate. Because more than 450 people have been charged in their alleged participation in the Capitol incident. Now, Axios calls it a deadly Capitol riot, which is just nothing but propaganda. By the way, there are still people being held in prison, violations of, I believe it's the Fifth Amendment, multiple amendments in the Bill of Rights are being violated by these people for an action that cost $1.4 million. I mean, you and I, $1.4 million is a lot of money. We're talking about the federal government here. Now, this figure was disclosed last week in a plea agreement between one of the defendants and the feds. What's noticeable about this $1.5 million is how small it is, amount-wise. How teeny tiny this amount of money is. The federal government spends more money on toilets than the deadliest insurrection in the history of the known world. And the feds are still running around the country. I saw one the other day when I was driving up to Fort Worth in the last couple weeks. It was a billboard on the highway. FBI is looking for this person's involvement in the January 6th. What are you talking about? That guy's like, no. People's businesses are being ruined. Their lives are being ruined. Their reputations are being ruined for what? Because you messed with the government on its own turf. You can burn down a city, but don't you dare break a window at the Capitol. Woo! Don't worry about the 83 bombing that took place in the at the Senate. Nobody wants to talk about that. This was the deadliest attack on the Capitol ever. Once again, $1.5 million. $1 million. The government can misplace that much on the National Space Foundation study of lizards walking on treadmills, according to T.R. Clancy at the American Conservative. Let me say that again. The amount of money that the government is claiming was the amount of damage caused due to the worst insurrection in U.S. history can be found in the Festivus Report. The same amount of money was lost on lizards walking on treadmills. Lizards walking on freaking treadmills with laser beams attached to their heads. In 2017, then Vice President Joe Biden paid $2.7 million for his Delaware North Shore beach house. Or actually, that's about $1.2 million less than the worst attack on the Capitol in the history of this country. This Union of States, you know, since the Civil War and such. Now, the cost of the War of Northern Aggression is about $7 billion. So by comparing the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression with the event on 1-6, or the event on January 6th, it's very disingenuous. We know that. We know this. And the problem is that outside of the Crusade Channel, the Barrett Brief, nobody is going to talk about it. Nobody is going to talk about it. This amount of money. Because once you start talking about, once you start talking about the amount of money that was wasted on this, we don't hear about this. Why? Because we're too busy listening to people like Amy Klobuchar say stuff like this.
The chief of staff to the head of the army actually said in one of our many interviews that we did for this report, said, you know, this is not like a pickup game, this situation, where they just suddenly all come together and can do it. This was like the Super Bowl of domestic terrorism, and there should have been planning ahead.
The Super Bowl of domestic terrorism. This is Super Bowl of domestic terrorism. Shut up, Amy. Go eat some more salad with one of your combs. No, it's not. The last time I checked, can somebody find out how much the last Super Bowl costs? Can somebody find that out for me? How much the last Super Bowl costs to put on? Or how much, how about this? How much somebody paid for the television rights to it? Something. Something. Just give me some kind of monetary number. Because Amy Klobuchar is telling me that this is the Super Bowl.
Between 300 and 500 million.
To stream it, right? Or to broadcast it?
Oh, just to put it on in the city.
Oh, just to, so it's $300 million. To put it on, but yet that $1.5 million probably didn't even cover the concession costs or the amount of money to pay the employees for that Super Bowl in that stadium. But Klobuchar is going to tell us.
The most expensive commercial was $12 million.
Yes, but this was the Super Bowl of domestic terrorism. In what, 1953? Let's get some more numbers in here. By comparison, it's going to cost Minneapolis more than three times that measly $1.5 million just to build temporary replacements for the third precinct station that Black Lesbian Matters burned down last spring. That $1.5 million is less than the $2.3 million that the city of Portland figures it's going to have to shell out just to repair the federal building damaged last year from that nightly Antifa violence. But remember, it's the Super Bowl of domestic terrorism. This is why you need to support the Crusade Channel, and you need to use our affiliate link at crusadechannel.com/epic. Support the Epic Times. Because where's Fox talking about this? Where's the Daily? Where's Ben Shapiro? Where's Ben Shapiro talking about this? Can't believe it's $1.5 billion. Ha, that's not even much to pay for my housing bill, my heating costs. By the way, promo code RIOT. I need you guys to subscribe. Right? Where's the Daily Wire? Where's anybody? Where's Newsmax? Who's talking about this? Nobody is. Back into the article. NPR listeners may be unaware of this, but Portland's Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse, where the constitutional Article 3 courts preside, is just as much a federal building as the U.S. Capitol. January 6th is being called the, quote, intolerable attack on a fundamental institution of our democracy, unquote. Because Nancy Pelosi keeps her collection of high heels there. Nice. Good one, buddy. But the Constitution makes the judicial branch just as fundamental as the legislative. The January 6th protests were out of the Capitol in less than 7 hours. But in Portland, Black Lesbian Matters and Antifa attacked this courthouse for 120 consecutive nights, including barricading it with federal officers inside and trying to burn it down. Studies from Princeton show that, quote, 3 months of Black Lives Matter protests, including nearly 570 violent demonstrations, not 1,000, just 570, violent demonstrations, i.e. riots, nearly 220 locations across these United States, how much costs $2.2 billion in damages? Those were the most costly riots in the history of these United States. But what are we hearing? Ah, January 6th. Ah, the insurrection of January 6th. Ah, President Trump was at the front of it like Braveheart trying to break into the Capitol.